Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Beltway pundits had declared it politically dead on arrival, but a climate change bill is starting to show signs of life in the U.S. Senate. Committee hearings begin later this month on a mandatory cap on greenhouse gas emissions, and we just saw the first indications of a possible bipartisan path to Senate approval. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham co-authored an opinion piece with the bill's lead sponsor, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry. It was titled, "Yes, We Can Pass Climate Change Legislation." David Jenkins has some analysis for us. Jenkins works the halls of Congress for the group Republicans for Environmental Protection. He says Senators Graham and Kerry caused quite a stir on Capitol Hill.
I think it's a potential game changer in the effort to pass climate legislation this year. For so long, we've seen a lot of partisanship very evident when we get into some of these major issues. And Senator Graham, to his credit, has stepped forward and said, look, you know, this is a problem. And we need to work on it together, and I'm willing to step forward and try to offer constructive input into the process and try to craft something that we can pass.
And what are the main elements that they outlined there that might make some bipartisan agreement possible?
They're talking about basically sort of merging the ideas of addressing climate change with the energy security aspect of it. And from the Republican side, that nuclear is a very important part of that equation. Senator Graham mentioned specifically some offshore drilling components possibly as well. But more importantly than the specifics, I mean, what we want to avoid is people just sort of laying out markers and saying, well, if it doesn't have this, we're going to bolt. But what it signals is the beginning of a constructive dialogue on climate, which we really didn't have on the House side.
All right, let's count some votes here. How many Republicans in the Senate do you think might be swayed by the kind of bipartisan outline agreement that Senators Kerry and Graham are talking about here?
I don't think anyone's going to jump to the forefront right now and say, oh, I'm in. But in terms of those that could very easily be there at the end, I think you're talking six or seven Republicans at least. You got to look at Senator Murkowski in Alaska, Senator Lugar in Indiana, Senator McCain, of course, a very close friend of Senator Graham, of course, Senators Snow and Collins, and there might be some others like Judd Gregg of New Hampshire or Johnny Isaacson of Georgia.
And tell me about Senator Lindsey Graham. Do you know what it is that apparently changed his mind on this issue? Because he voted against climate change bills, even those brought to the floor by his good friend Senator McCain. He voted against them. And now he's indicating he thinks this is an important issue that needs to be addressed. What happened there?
Actually, Senator Graham has been saying this is an important issue that needs to be addressed for quite some time, since he went to Alaska with Senator McCain and observed some of the impacts of climate change. I think what you see with Senator Graham is he's not really willing to step up and expend political capital on lost causes. The previous time that climate legislation has come before the Senate, you had the Bush administration in the White House. You had much shakier numbers from the standpoint of senators willing to support this. So at that time, you know, he was convinced it wasn't going to pass, or if it did pass, it wasn't going to be enacted into law. And there was really no reason for him to step up and, you know, be for it at that time. But now, I think what he sees is a true opportunity to pass something. And I think the fact that he's willing to step forward now should really give a lot of confidence to those who want to pass climate legislation, because he's seeing something in the numbers that he believes that he can make a difference here. And when he sees the opportunity to make a difference, he steps forward. And that's what we're seeing right now.